Welcome to the message podcast of Werribee Baptist Church, a vibrant church located west of Melbourne, Australia. Dedicated to creating a welcoming and safe space for everyone to explore and grow their faith in God, our vision is to see hope multiplied within our community and around the world. We hope this podcast serves as a source of encouragement and spiritual growth for you. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to journeying with you in faith.
Welcome to church today, and I am so excited to see kids in the room. I'm excited to see parents in the room and singles and grandparents. I'm excited to see everyone here, and welcome to Big Step Sunday. My name's Stan, and as you might have gathered, I'm excited. I am really excited today to see what God's going to do. If you've been at WBC for a while, you know that we love families, right? We do. We really love families, and we love kids, and we invest a lot of resources in that. And I love families so much. I want to show you a picture of my family. This is something grandparents do, okay? And that's my family. Aren't they beautiful? Right? Right? So do you want to spend the next 20 minutes looking at photos of my family? No? No. Me neither. Me neither. Actually, I want to talk to you about some other things because, you know, families are different. These days, sometimes families are a mom and a dad and the kids, right? That can be a family. But a lot of times families aren't that. Sometimes families look like a single mom or a single dad. And by the way, if you're a single mom or single dad, I want to say, wow, you are amazing. You're doing an amazing job. I don't care what you think you're doing. In fact, let's hear it for the single moms and single dads. Now, some of you are in those situations, not by even any choice of your own. Some of you have made choices, but it's still hard yakka. So we just want to say, hey, you're doing a great job and be an encouragement to you. Sometimes families are like grandma and grandpa raising the kids. And I love that part for about 5 minutes. And then I want to send the kids back, right? So, but grandkids are wonderful. But whatever your family looks like, I just want to say again, we love families. You know, we all have those special moments where when we see kids grow up and there's that first smile. And then the first word, right? And it's always dada, right? And then we see the first steps. And then we wish they hadn't taken those steps because now they're running crazy all over the house and you have to put all the things up higher because they can reach them and the doors, you have to have special knobs and all that stuff. And then they learn to ride the bike. And that's awesome. And then if you're like me, you're really afraid because you don't want them to fall and have a boo-boo because that's just not good, right? So you're trying to protect them. And then when they get married, you're afraid they're going to fall and have a boo-boo. So you want to protect them there too. And it's always great when they're taking those big steps. But, you know, we don't just love families. We actually like being a part of big events in families' lives. And today is one of those big moments. But it's not just a big step day for kids. It's a big step day for everyone. Anyone can take big steps today because we all have important decisions and choices that we face in life. Today, at the end of the service, we're going to celebrate some big steps with some people who are getting baptized. And you've already heard about that. We're going to do it out in the forecourt. It's going to be exciting. But before we do that, I want to talk to you today about the biggest step any of us will ever take in our life or ever could take in our life. It's a step that changes everything, and it's about finding the right path and making the right choices. See, big steps start with right choices. Big steps start with right choices. Question, what is the best choice you've ever made in your life? You can tell a friend, hey, if you're online, type it in the chat, the best choice you ever made in your life. Go ahead, tell a friend right now. The best choice, besides coming to Jesus if you're a Christian, all right? That was too easy. All right, now, here's the next one. What's the worst choice you ever made in your life? Maybe you don't want to share that one. Don't type it in the chat if it's really bad, that kind of thing. But we all make choices all the time. Life is full of choices. I had to make a choice this morning about what I wore today, right? You made a choice about what you wore today. We have to make choices about what we're going to eat or where we're going to live and what we're going to be when we grow up. I'm still working on that one. I asked my kids about my grandkids. I said, what kind of choices did they make every day? So they actually asked their kids, and some of the answers my grandkids gave were eating healthy food. Now, I don't know whose parent that is or who's their parent, but yeah, they didn't get that from Pop-Pop. But they also said loving God is a choice they have to make, and of course, lots of hugs was another one. And then they said listening to teachers or listening to everyone. And then one of my favorite responses was from one of my four-year-old grandkids who said, at my school, they have three toilets. Sometimes I have to choose to wait. Yeah, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? We all make choices every day. We need to make wise choices. We all have choices to make, but there is a choice, one big choice that matters far more than all the other ones. More than all the other ones combined even, is it's the choice that Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew is one of his disciples who wrote down some stuff for us to learn. And he says this, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. There are two roads in life. There's a wide road and there's a narrow road. The wide road is the one that leads to destruction. The narrow road is the one that leads to life. So which road are you going to choose? Now, you think it sounds easy already, right, from what I just said, but let's unpack that a little bit more. I'm going to call the wide road my way. My way, right? All right, my way is like a superhighway, and there's lots of cars on it. Everybody's going, and everybody's having fun, and the traffic's moving fast and everything. And by the way, it's nowhere around where we live, clearly. And it seems fine because everybody else is going that way, so you need to go that way. You know you have to. But what you don't know is it actually leads to the apocalypse, it looks like there, right? It leads to destruction. For kids, if you're in the room, picture it like this. Picture it like a park that is crowded, a park that's messy, a park that's chaos, and it looks like a heap of fun because all the other kids are there having fun, and nobody's worried about the rules, and they're just playing and everything, and they're not concerned about anybody else, and that's all fun, and it's fine and well until what happens? Until somebody bumps into somebody, and somebody falls over and gets hurt, right? And then everything's a mess. And that's not fun. That's not exciting. See, that's what the wide road kind of looks like. It seems easy and it seems like it's more fun because that's where a lot of other people are. And you can do whatever you want on the wide road. And that seems exciting. For kids, it might be like not listening to your parents or your teachers. Right? You like that? For adults, it might be like not listening to Jesus. It might look like doing whatever feels good or whatever's popular. But there's a problem. That road, my way, leads to destruction. See, when we live life according to my way, without thinking about what God wants, it leads to a life that, while it feels easy at first and it looks fun at first, it leads to a life of hurt and pain and regret, and my way leads us away from God. So let's look at the other option. It's called the narrow way, and I'm going to call it Jesus' way, all right? It's different than the wide road. This road looks like the more narrow one that is maybe like going up through the mountains, and it looks okay, but it's a whole lot harder work to drive that road than it is the highway where everybody's at. At the end, though, is breathtaking views and beauty and life with Jesus, ultimately, at the end. For kids, imagine this. It's like a smaller park. It's not messy. It's not chaotic. It's more beautiful. But see, the path to get there is a little bit more narrow, and you have to stay on that little narrow path, you know? And sometimes that's harder because it's not as easy to stay on the narrow way. Because it means making tough choices, like telling the truth, or like obeying your parents when others are not, or being kind when others aren't being nice to you. But at the end of that path is life with Jesus. The Jesus way leads to that. It's a road that most people don't want to take, but because it doesn't mean you get to do whatever you want. It means that you're following Jesus' way. See, on the Jesus way, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He says, I am the right way. So we're choosing my way or Jesus' way today. Jesus says, I am the right way. What does all that mean for us? Well, it means, first of all, that if you are without Jesus, you're stuck on that wide road. You're stuck on that road, the one that leads us away from God. But here's the good news. God loves you. Jesus loves you. God loved us so much that he made a way for us to be with him forever. And that's the Jesus way. It's time to take a big step. It's time to take a big step. So here's where we start with that big step. The Bible tells us that everyone has sinned. Anybody in the room, kids included, have you never sinned? Have you never done anything wrong? Is there anybody? Nobody? Oh, wow. Okay. So we're all the same. It says we've all sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. None of us are perfect, right? I'm pretty close, but even I fall short, kids, all right? I promise you I fall short. Just ask Pastor Deanna. She'll tell you, hey, come on. You know, I preach my guts out every week, and she never says amen, right? Oh, love you, baby. See, God created you and me and everyone else, and he wants us to be a part of his family forever. But there's a problem. That problem is sin. See, sin separates us from God. When we do wrong things, that separates us from God. And I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, if I did something wrong, there was usually a punishment, right? Anybody else get punishment? Punishments have changed over the years, right? Anybody have kids, have you had your screen time taken away? Oh, banish the thought. Have you been grounded where you can't go out and play with your friends and things like that, right? Well, guess what? The Bible says there's consequences for our sin. It says the wages, what we've earned because of our sin, is death. And that death isn't just dying here on the earth. That death is dying forever, or being separate from God forever. That is pretty bad news. Pretty, really, really, really bad news. But see, God wants us to take a big step. And for us to take the big step, we need to understand how God sees us and what God thinks about us. Look at what God thinks about us. It says, God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. What does that say? It says that God loved you. God loved you and you and you and you and you. Whether you're 7 or 70, God loved you. God loved me even. And he sent Jesus to die for our sins. See, because of that, we don't have to pay for our sins. Look at what it says in Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. We talked about that. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ Jesus, our Lord. See, he loved us, Jesus died for us, and now we can receive a free gift. You ever been given a gift? Who likes to get gifts? Both hands up. Yeah, there we go. I love to get gifts. When you get a gift, what do you have to do for that gift? You just have to take it. Because if you have to pay for it, it's not a gift, right? It's something you bought. If you have to work for it, it's not a gift. It's something you earned. Jesus died for our sins, and he rose from the dead so that we could have a free gift and not do anything to earn it. That's super great news for you and me. So how do we take the big step to follow Jesus? It says in Romans chapter 10, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. All right? That's how you get the free gift. Now, you may have noticed over here, I brought some letters with me today from home, or actually the hire shop, for those bean counters that are wondering, what are we doing with this? ABC. It's as simple as ABC, accepting that gift. First, A means that we admit that we've done wrong things and need forgiveness. Now, a while ago, I said, how many have never done anything wrong? And nobody raised their hand. So guess what? Everybody in the room, and probably everybody online, because I'm guessing you didn't say you've never done anything wrong, you've already done the A. Admit that you've done wrong things and need forgiveness, right? And then the B, this one might be a little bit harder, is to believe that Jesus died for your sins and he rose again, all right? That belief is saying, you know what, I'm bad, I've done wrong things, and I can't do anything to take care of that myself because I deserve death, I deserve separation from God. But to believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he rose again, all right? So A, we're admitting that we've done wrong things and we need forgiveness. B, we believe that Jesus died for our sins and rose again. And then C, really simple, call. Call on him and tell him you want the gift, all right? How simple is that? Okay, we're going to do this again, and you're going to tell me the words that the ABC stands for, okay? So A is what?
Admit.
Admit that I've done wrong things and I need forgiveness. B?
Believe.
I love the little voices I hear over here. Believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again. And then C?
Call.
Call on him and say, hey, I want the gift, right? Right? Today, you can take a big step by doing just that. Admit, believe, call. It's as simple as saying a prayer, a simple prayer. But now, it's not just about words. You've got to mean this from your heart. You got to really, really mean it, okay? You can't just say it. You got to mean it, all right? And here's what you're going to say. If you want to do this today, if you want to take this big step, I'm going to lead you through a prayer right now, all right? So kids and adults as well. If you've never taken this big step, you need it just as much or more than the kids do because you've done lots of bad things, all right? So here's the prayer. If you want to take this big step, just say this prayer after me. You can say it in your heart or you can say it out loud. Dear Lord, I admit that I'm a sinner. I've done wrong things. I believe Jesus died for my sins and rose again. I am sorry for my sins, and I call on you to forgive me. Okay. Now you know what the prayer is, okay? We're going to do that again because I don't want you to miss out. If you were like, oh, he's about to do this prayer thing, and I'm not sure I'm ready to do that or not, I want you to be ready. I want you to be sure. So I'm going to actually ask everybody to close your eyes and bow your heads, and we're going to say this prayer again. I'm going to say it one line at a time, and you can repeat it after me, if you want to say that prayer and take that big step. Dear Lord, I admit that I'm a sinner. I've done wrong things. I believe that Jesus died for my sins and rose again. I'm sorry for my sins, and I call on you to forgive me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you're already a Christian, that's awesome. I'm so glad that you've already trusted Jesus. But we take big steps every day, even if we're following Jesus. And some of those steps help us in that journey of following Jesus. And some of those steps, actually choices and steps, actually can make a shambles of our life and wreck our lives. So I want to encourage you, if you're a Christian already and you've been excited because I'm sharing how people can take a big step to follow Jesus, but if you're already following Jesus, you might need to be taking some big steps to keep following Jesus and not making bad choices, not making bad decisions. Thank you so much for your great listening today. I'm going to invite you to stand up, then I'm going to pray for you, and then we're going to close the service with another song. Go ahead and stand up. Father, thank you so much for what you are doing in our lives. Thank you for what you're doing in our church. Thank you for all those hands that were raised today that people said, I took that big step to follow Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you would give them the courage now to take some little steps from where they're sitting right up the front. Lord, I pray you'd give them the courage to do that so they can understand more about what they just did. Lord, I pray that you would help them to consistently follow you then the rest of their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.